Which then brings me to that issue, because in the fall of 2019, California passed and Governor Newsom signed their bill, which goes into effect on January 1st, 2023. So I remember when it came up, I said, well, okay, that gives the NCAA some time. Then June 12th, a year ago, Florida passed and Governor DeSantis signed their NIL bill. Now the clock's ticking. Why since June 12th? Because I don't care what anybody says. A year is a long time. Last I checked, we just have been living through a pandemic. It felt like a long time to me.
Yeah.
Why haven't they been able to come up with something, or at least look at the six states that have passed it and cherry-pick the parts they liked and tweak the parts they didn't?
Because they've been incompetent. Steve, they had a chance to address this 15 years ago when Ed O'Bannon saw his face on the cover of that video game. They could have stepped right in and said, you know, let's start making some accommodations that these players that are on these games can share some of the revenue. You know, it doesn't professionalize them. In fact, what we're talking about now doesn't professionalize them. But at every turn, they defended a model that is the only one like it in the world, and is frankly indefensible. When you talk about Judge Kavanaugh said it, you know, a billion dollar plus industry where the players get comparatively nothing, and the labor is built on their backs. And I don't want to hear about a free scholarship. You know what they have to do for that free scholarship? A Pac-12 study found that they athletes, not football players, all athletes work about 50 hours a week. That's more than a 40-hour-a-week paying job at their sports because they are compelled to. And legislation, Steve, had to be put in that no team could practice after midnight or before 6 a.m. You know why?
You're right.
Somebody out there was doing it. So don't tell me that's a free scholarship.